Google has been working on a sphere experience for the Wizard of Oz, where they're actually going to use the entire screen, and like they've restored the film and added new, wider shots. Then they had to use AI to figure out what those characters would do right off screen. And anyway, the point is that I was like, oh, I would like to see that. But if it's going to be $100 a ticket.
Well, Kathy Marshall says it was a lot more than that to see a concert. So I think the special concert
prices are already crazy.
Could be. I don't know. I'm sure that's the $150 to $175 that I paid is like a base price. That's for just the tour of the facilities sort of package. If you want to see anything special, they're going to be more than that.
Well, then I probably won't go, Adam. And you know me. I'm a cheapskate.
Eventually it'll go down.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was like, oh, I would like to see that. But if it's going to be $100 a ticket.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4616. BFO for Monday, the 20th of October, 2025, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna start to tell you all about my trip to Los Wages, Big Fatty. Triskaidekaphobians, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Triskaidekaphobians today, because y'all, it is 13 days until we will be switching back to standard time. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Less than 2 weeks, lucky 13, we cannot wait. Well, there are some who probably can wait, but it's certainly no one here in the villa. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Certainly no one here in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. Today, the 20th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I can't remember 100% for sure or not if this person came to a Pride 48 in Los Wages or not. I don't remember. I don't think so, but he may have. Y'all has been a long-time listener of the little show. I'm not sure if he's even on the ham map. Big Fatty, you know, Crooked Hat's supposed to be helping EJ get on the ham map. Yeah, I know, but, you know, very busy. Very busy. You know, we'll get into more of that a little bit later. Yes, Big Fatty. This person, like I say, long-time listener. Y'all, I don't remember where he's from, but it's the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Big Fatty, we love Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Springs, even though we don't know where he lives. No, we don't. But anyway, and y'all, I don't know if he's on the social medias or any of that stuff, but y'all, I've been to Colorado Springs. Lovely. Just a lovely city. Y'all, so if you see Dennis in the Colorado Springs, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Happy, happy birthday to you. Now, y'all, before Big Fatty left the villa to head to his sister's house, a couple of things happened Sunday. And I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I think I forgot to mention this, but that Sunday before I left, I was here at the villa, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes. I know what you mean, squeaky gentleman caller. This was a gentleman caller I had played with a couple of times, also 34. And y'all, he came by, and y'all, it was just lovely. And he thoroughly enjoyed the special chaya, and it's always nice to have a satisfied customer. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then since we're talking about the gentleman callers, y'all, I was on the aluminum tube of death when my muscly gentleman caller sent me a textimonium. Said, "Hey, Big Fatty, what you doing?" And I said, "I'm on my way to see the wizard." And he says, "Well, thank you for calling." Y'all, he was heading down to Fort Leatherdale, and I guess he had an hour to kill, and I sent him a message once I got back here to the villa on Sunday and said, "I'm back in town. I'm sorry. I missed you last week." He says, "I'm sorry too, but we'll definitely get together this week, and we'll see." But anyway, and y'all, on that Monday before I left, you know, I left on Tuesday the 14th. On that Monday, I did my nipple walk, and what did I do? I did my nipple walk and counted 153 houses have the gay crema decorations up. And I have not walked. This is Sunday when I'm recording this on the 19th. But I have not walked. I'm resuming my nipple walks as you're hearing this on Monday, except Moose P. And so we'll get another accurate count. I've just received a testimonium from the NIP. And he says, "I take it you made it home safely." I'm just going, "Yes! Okay." And so I expect he'll be heading down to the villa for a little visit. Yo, one last little thing that was on my list that I didn't get to last week y'all, that's cheese and crackers. Do you buy bananas? And you know, they start rotting immediately. sometimes before you can even get them home. But y'all, I saw somewhere on the inner tubes, they say that if you've got like a hand of bananas and where they all come together up at the stem where they're all joined, if you will take some aluminum foil and wrap it around all of those stems tightly, that it prevents them from turning brown too fast. And y'all, it worked. I had bananas over a week that were yellow when I bought them, and they were still yellow when I ate them a week later. So y'all, no need to waste your good money on bananas unless you're gonna make banana bread, of course. But anyway, y'all, I got up on Tuesday morning of last week, y'all, and I decided I'm gonna strip the bed, and when I come back back here to the villa, I'll have clean sheet. Now, y'all, I cannot wait to experience a clean sheet night. Had my brofkas, packed my valise, y'all got an Earl Grey. I don't know. I got a little bit later start than I thought I would, but that was okay because my sister was playing Garf. She gets out there and plays the Garf with friends of hers up there. And so they played in that. Y'all, it's just a social thing. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see, I got in about, about 2:45 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, it was lovely. We caught up, and then we went out to supper. Where did we go to supper? We went to, y'all, it was a nice little restaurant. I don't remember what I had. Oh, no, it was one of her favorite, kind of bar and grill places that she and my brother used to enjoy going to up on the town square. And I don't remember the name of it, but y'all, I had, what did I have? I had something, and it was good. And what did I have? Because I was going to get either the wings or what I got, and I think, y'all, it'll come to me. It's left me. It's left my mind. Yes, Big Fatty, lucky it. And came back to the house, and we just chitter-chatted a bit and all, walked down to the lake and got a few extra steps in. Y'all, it was just very peaceful. And because, y'all, we had to get up. We decided we were leaving at 7:30 a.m. in the morning to drive down to Hatlanta, to the Hatlanta Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And, y'all, we got there and got in, took the parked and took the shuttle to the terminal and went to the security. Y'all, they've got this thing now called touchless what is that called? The ID check thing. It's called the TSA pre-check. But they've got now one that's touchless, and you just look into the camera lens, and it compares you to something. And it says, yes, thank you for calling. You don't have to pull out your license or show them your boarding pass or anything. Then you go through you put your valise and all in the machine. But anyway, y'all, we were there. Our flight was at like 12:20 in the afternoon, and we were there, I don't know, probably 9:30-ish. No, it was probably later than that. It was probably closer to 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, we went to the Delta Sky Club, because Big Fatty has what are those called? Passes. I have like 14 or 15 passes for myself, and I have like 4 guest passes that I can use during the year. So I got us in, and y'all, we went, and it was just lovely. We both had a Bloody Mary and had a little brufkus. They had, y'all, it was really quite tasty. And just relaxed, enjoyed the free Wi-Fi. And y'all, then we were off to the gate, and we got there, met the other folks we were traveling with. You know, we were flying first class because I had that that complimentary ticket. So we split the price of the first class ticket, and we both flew for half of it. And so, y'all, it worked out nicely, and we had a lovely lunch on board. We were able to select our meal prior to departure, and we both selected the Shake Shack cheeseburger with Shake Shack waffle chips and a chocolate brownie. Y'all, the chocolate brownie was absolutely delicious. And y'all, the hamburger was absolutely delicious. You'd think a hamburger would just be a hamburger. Y'all, this was really, really good. And it had the vegetables to put on if you wanted them. And it had the Shake Shack sauce on the side if you wanted to put that on. And it had cheese on it and all, and y'all, it was just a lovely, lovely meal. Our friends, of course, were flying in steerage, so they had to either purchase or enjoy a complimentary Biscoff cookie. And anyway, we landed in Las Wages. I guess it was about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon, because, you know, it's like a 4-hour flight and a 3-hour time difference. And we got there, and we none of us had checked our luggage. We had our valises with us in hand. And then what happened then? Big Fatty, we don't know. We're waiting on you to tell us. Y'all, we got to the motel, and it was the Holiday Inn Vacation Club Suites. And y'all, it's the closest motel to the Sphere, where the Wizard of Oz was playing. So anyway, we got all settled in and everything, and y'all, we had tickets to go see the Cirque du Soleil show of Ka at the MGM Grande, and we had supper prior to that at Guy Fieri's Bar and Grill. And y'all, I think that's I'm about out of time, and we'll just continue the rest of this on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I've gotten several comments about the recap shows that you listened to last week, and I welcome more comments if you have any, or suggestions. Y'all, it's a learning process, and but I find it very interesting, and I love when it fucks things up. Yes, but it's as if they had been listening to the show, little show, since episode 1. Well, anyway, so there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix. And that Daniel Biba, I hear that we're talking about the Oz at Sphere.
I was like, oh, I would like to see that. But if it's going to be $100 a ticket.
Oh, no, it's not $100 a ticket. It's significantly more than that. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.